it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and joining us by phone from Heather Nursery and Floral in Dawson is Dwayne Hastad. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody out there that has horticulture questions.
Yeah, how's your day going so far?
Good, good, good. It's nice out. Getting a little sticky out there, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really nice weekend as far as dew points and temperature this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday.
That'd be good because, you know, it's been high humidity and it's starting to affect a lot of plants, and we have a lot of questions on that today, so we'll be talking about fungus problems today.
Yeah. No, wasn't that something last Monday with the dew points?
It was crazy.
Yes.
I hope we don't get that again.
That's right. All right. You excited about Dawson Boyd football tonight, Dwayne?
Yes.
Kickoff.
And myself are going to do the broadcasting tonight. That'll be fun. First game of the season, so Dawson Boyd against Tracy Milroy Ballatin.
I know at RB Clay Field there in Dawson, you made a lot of improvements over the years with trees and stuff like that, right, Dwayne?
We've planted a lot of memorial trees. People have donated trees, and we've planted them around the football field and the baseball field and up even by the softball field. So there's a lot of trees, a lot of maple trees and a lot of evergreen trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Don't run them over.
Nope. we can't wait tonight. Dawson Boyd hosting Tracy Milroy Ballatin, and I guess they're going to recognize the state golf girls team, state champions, and some other people at halftime tonight. So
it'll be fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to open up our phone lines again for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. You can give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And we have some questions there, but before we get to that, Dwayne, what's the plant of the week?
Plant of the week is, if you look online and see the picture, I took pictures of a Mount Royal plums. Absolutely great plum tree, very hardy here, self-fertile. It's a blue plum, and they taste great. I guess I should add plant of the week fruit trees because Everett Olson in Dawson has an orchard, and he brought me some peaches this morning.
Oh, peaches.
And, yeah, contender peach, and they're huge. They're great. We don't have any peach trees left this year, but we'll have peach trees again next spring. So Mount Royal plum, peach trees, Honeycrisp apples, great time to plant your fruit trees is this fall, so we have a good selection of fruit trees left.
How hard is it to grow like a peach tree or a pear tree in Minnesota?
I've been doing this almost 50 years now, Paul, and peach trees have been very hard to grow in Minnesota, but they have like three new varieties that are more hardy, okay? Contender seems to be the one that people are planting, and that's a self-fertile peach tree, and I just ate one of those this morning off Everett's tree. Absolutely great. So maybe next year you want to plant a contender peach tree.
All right. Do they produce every year then?
Well, they're supposed to, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And they're like this peach that I had. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's a Mount Royal plum, and I had some friends bring in pears. So I've been eating a lot of fruit this week.
I guess it's fresh off the tree.
Yeah, can't beat it. Plant a fruit trees.
All right, and there's plenty of them at Heather Nursery there in Montevideo and Dawson and Madison, I'm guessing.
Exactly, we can help you with that. Hey, our horticulture concern of the week is, get this question every year, and it's starting the middle of August, the third year needles on your evergreens. That's the inside needles on your evergreens, you know, spruce, pine, arborvitae, turn brown. That's how you get needles under your tree. It's not a disease. It's just Mother Nature doing her thing. So if your needles are turning brown inside your tree, that's natural. If the needles are brown on the edge of your tree on the last 2 years' growth, then you have problems.
What's happening that causes that?
The browning on the outside?
On the inside, brown needles, and they fall off.
It's, you know, like a deciduous tree, you know, a maple tree loses its needle or loses its leaves.
Yep.
An evergreen loses its third-year needles every year, okay? It loses its leaves, and those are the inside needles, okay? So the third-year needle, it's fall. The needles are falling off. It starts in the middle of August, and it'll go through, you know, snow flying.
Okay, interesting.
Natural.
All right. All right, so do we start hitting some of our questions?
Sure.
All right. These are from our listeners. I have an apple tree that was full of blossoms, they say. Then all the leaves and blossoms died and fell off. Any idea why this would have happened? An apple tree that was full of blossoms, then all the leaves and blossoms died.
And I would look on that tree and see if there was some damage on the trunk or something, or it could have got damaged this winter from too cold. But sometimes a tree will get girdled. That means that the bark goes all the way around, has gotten tore off or eaten off. And if it does that, it still might have enough energy to blossom out and to leaf out. And then it doesn't have any energy to support that, and it'll die. That's what I would bet that happened. Mm. Especially if when they said that the blossoms fell off.
Mm. I know Terry Overlander's really had some nice apples on his trees this year. He made some apple crisp for us.
There you go. I haven't gotten that yet.
Oh, you haven't?
You better bring some tonight.
Okay.
The other one, and if it is, if you don't see any tree damage, I would definitely spray it with a fungicide and try to stop what's ever on that apple tree.
Okay. All right, another question from one of our faithful listeners here. Can I mow down my peonies now, or should I wait until later in the fall?
Your rule of thumb is that your peony bushes, you know, they bloom fantastic in late spring. And then when they start turning yellow, that means they're taking the energy into the roots. It's plenty early, but you know what? I did mine this weekend, this past week.
You mowed them down?
No, I didn't mow. I cut them down.
Okay.
You can mow them down if you want, or I'll just cut them off, but, you know, so the stems are, you know, 1-2 inches high. They've put enough energy back into the soil, so you can cut them down, you know. You can mow them down, too, if you want.
Okay. I think I heard you and Maynard talk. Maynard hosted last week because I was on vacation. The pronunciation, is it peonies or peonies?
They're both right.
They are?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you look it up in the dictionary, they're both in there.
Okay, interesting. All right, continuing with some more questions here for Dwayne. We've got this person is walking across their lawn and their shoes get full of red, orange something. What is that?
That's the spores of what's called rust. That's a fungus disease, and that's caused when you have the right conditions, which means a lot of rain, high humidity, warm weather. That is the right conditions for rust to develop in your lawn. Not good, because I've gotten a lot of pictures of those people sending that in. It can destroy your lawn. Best thing would be that it would cool off a little bit and not be so humid. That would help a lot. Or else you should spray your lawn with a fungicide. Fungonil is good. Biomomentum, or we also have a granular fungicide that you can spread on your lawn.
Mm, okay.
If it's really bad, I would do something about it.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I don't think we've ever had anything like close to that before.
Oh, but you can actually walk across your lawn when you have that, and your shoes will turn orange.
Huh.
And if you go look at a blade of grass, okay, if you go look at a browny one, it's kind of brown tan, orange, and you'll see stripes on there. That's where the fungus entered into the blade of the grass. And if it's really bad, I would definitely put a fungicide on there. If you have real heavy trees and it's shady, you could prune some of the branches off so it gets more sunlight. Trying to dry that out would help too, if that's possible. Aerating your lawn this fall would help that into the soil. said
aerating your lawn. Talk about that. How do you do that?
Is you got to have an aerating machine, and it pulls a plug. It's the size of a pencil head, you know, maybe 2 inches long. And what that does is lets oxygen into the soil and lets your fertilizer, water, and everything gets into the soil a little better. The whole idea is to try to dry your soil out a little bit and stop that rust disease. Okay. It also says that you should fertilize your lawn. I'd wait to do your fall. I wouldn't do it right if you have a really rusty problem. I'd wait till this fall and put your fall lawn fertilizer on. Maybe it's not far away. I suppose middle of September.
Okay. All right, I want to leave some time here, Dwayne, so talk about the Lacaparral County Fair coming up next week. I know you're pretty active in that and veggie races and stuff like that. Talk about that a little bit.
Lacaparral County Fair is great. First of all, I'd want to encourage everybody to exhibit at the horticulture building, the garden building, the home building. You know, bring all your, you know, I would strongly suggest bringing your vegetables and your fruit and flowers. I always enjoy, and a lot of people are in that building looking at those, so encouraging to do that. And Heather Nursery and Floral has a booth right outside that building to the north, and I hope you stop and visit us there. I'll be there most of the time. And we're going to do something a little different in our booth this year. We're going to have on Thursday at 3:30 and Friday at 3:30, 10 to 12 people can come with their planters, and we're going to plant up fall planters. There's a cost for the plants and the dirt, but we'll have some pots there too, or you can bring your pots. So enjoy that, and we'll have like mums and flowering kale and asters and other fall plants, and we'll also have our fall mums, our bigger fall mums, you can purchase at the fair. And the veggie races are Saturday, I think, Saturday late morning, 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock, something like that, 10:30. And come and make a car to race and race it down the track. And we have whoever goes the furthest and whoever decorates, and we have different categories. So that's always fun at the fair, too.
And you always have all the materials there for the veggie races and stuff, and you just build them right there, huh?
Yeah, but if you want to donate or if you have a lot in your garden, you know, cucumbers, melons, flowers, anything you can make a car out of or decorate a car, they're looking for donations, and you can drop that off at the fair entrance there at the office, or bring them that day, you know, when they're building the car. So if you have some, that would be great to donate there too.
All right, and I believe we'll be doing the garden show live from the fair booth, the Heather Nursery and Floral Fair booth, next week.
Well, it's definitely fall, Paul. We're doing football and the fair, so it's awesome.
That's right. Love this time of year, so.
Yep.
All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot. You know, you want to shop Heather Nursery and Floral in Montevideo, Dawson and Madison, and we're moving into fall now.
You bet. So fall is for planting. We have lots of plants, so stop in and see us.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next week at the fair.
See you tonight.
Oh, yeah, tonight. We'll see you tonight in the press box.
You bet.
All right. Dwayne Hasted from Heather Floral and Heather Nursery and Floral in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.